Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
And today's cattle futures market got a little bit weaker toward the end of the day, with feeder cattle closing down 55 to 85 cents. January was 144.60, down 55 cents. Yesterday's feeder cattle index was still above that at 145.10, but it did come down. Marches were down 80 at 144.92. The live cattle, on the other hand, finished about where we started. December was actually up 25 at 122.45. 2047 rather, in February down two at 126.57. If you look at the charts here, and one really big move here is on the choice box beef. It's come down all the way from about 242 back in the middle part of November to 211.18 today at the close. So that's a $31 sell off on the choice box beef. And if you look at the spread between choice and live cattle just on the front month, it's come down to where they're about $94 a hundred difference. So a really large move there, and this is the lowest it's been really since about March of this year, before the Tyson fire, etc. So there's a lot going on here in the live cattle and the fundamental side of it. The hogs, February hogs are up 12 at 70 even, and the trade is working off ideas that China will may eventually buy a bunch of pork.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Today's grain futures markets were lower across the board. We had corn down 2.5 to 3 cents, soybeans about 1.5 lower. Wheats, both Chicago and Kansas City were lower, 4 to 5 cents lower. Cotton finished the day up 33 at 66.77. Of course, most of the news today is not even revolve around ag markets. It's all about the China trade deal and also the impeachment. That's kind of been the focus. The markets don't seem to have paid much attention to all that. The markets are still kind of pessimistic that the phase one part of the trade deal is done. We haven't seen it in writing. The Trade Secretary Lighthizer did say that any of the purchases would be detailed in writing, but did not give any sort of time frame on when that would happen. So still a lot of unknowns in the marketplace, despite a lot of confidence that the deal will or already is or will continue to be done. The stock market is shrugging off all this impeachment talk. It's currently up today. It's up 29 in March, 28,313. The energy markets, such as crude oil and natural gas, crude oil is unchanged here. Natural gas is about 3 cents lower on the day. The trade across the board, not only the futures but also the stock market, is going to have a kind of a mixed up slow couple of weeks here. We have Christmas holiday and then New Year's as people wind down 2019.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.